We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara, Ahu Tura the Nafal La Arisa Didloi. A certain axe, a shar, fell into a arisa, which is like a yar, like a ditch, an irrigation ditch. Didloi, they use that for irrigation, and this ditch was one amma deep, which is six tvakim deep. Shachtei Mare, so after this fall, right away, the owner shechted this animal, and Rav Nachman heard about it. Tafri Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, your behemoth is a trefa. You're not allowed to eat it, because we assume when it fell into this ditch and had this fall, it probably was a trefa, and now you can't eat it. Like Rashi explains, that we're worried that if a behemoth falls into a ditch, if it takes a fall, then the Ivarim get crushed, and it's one of the 18 trefas. And if you don't see that it could start walking again, this behemoth didn't start walking, so then you assume that it's a trefa. Unless you wait 24 hours and it's still fine, then it's also kosher. So there's two ways to make it kosher, either by walking after the fall or if it waits 24 hours. This owner didn't either. First of all, the behemoth wasn't walking. And second of all, he did not wait 24 hours. So Rav Nachman said it's a trefa. So what you see from Rav Nachman is that falling into a ditch that's 6 tefachim deep is can make a behemah a trefa, even though it's not 10 tefachim. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ishakol Marei the Haitura Kaba the Kimcha, if this owner, before he went and shechted that behemah, he took a little provisions it away, Kaba the Kimcha, Kav of flour of Azal Tanam Adrosh, and he went to the Beis Medrash to learn this halacha, or to ask about this halacha. And the lacha was m'shasam eisa iskshera le'after le'atura le'after le'atura the shabbat kamakabi. If he would have took the time to go ask the shayla, go to learn, maybe it would have cost him, you know, some food for the way tzeid la'derech. But at least he would have not lost his entire shor, which is worth much more than a pound of flour. It's worth kamakabi. So Rav Nachman said, you know, this person was impatient and he didn't go and ask the shayla, and because of that, he landed up with a treifa. But what do you see from the story? You see, according to Rav Nachman, that a fall less than 10 tefachim is considered a chabata that could cause misa. Break the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, if it was the bird less than 10 tefachim, and a shor chamar fell into it, and died, potter. The halacha is that the balabar is potter. My time. What's the reason? Labish and less chabata. Probably reason is because there's no chabata in less than 10 tefachim, and that's why you potter. So here, we're considering this chabata a bang. Then it makes the behemah a trefa. We see from the Mishnah that there's no chabata. So the Gemara says, Loi, less behavla. Really, there is chabata. And really, if you held that bar le chabata, you be chayiv. But Rav Nachman holds like Rav, that dafka bar le hevloi, dafka the hevel. Is only chayiv for the hevel of the bar that kills. And there's no hevel by less than 10 tefachim. There is chabat, but no hevel. Lo yimshin less by hevel. Frey di gemari hachi, huzak ba yichayiv. The loch is that if he gets a hezik, the Mishnah says yichayiv, less by hevel, there's no hevel there. On Malay, ain't hevel lemisa, there's not enough hevel to cause death. But yes, hevel nizikin, there's enough hevel to cause nizikin. So the gemara comes out basically right now so far. In court of Nachman, for Chabata, 6 tefachim is enough to kill. You see, he made it a trefa. The only reason why our Mishnah needs 10 tefachim is we're going like Rav, who holds that bar is lahevloi v'lil chabata, only for hevel. And hevel, to kill, needs 10 tefachim. The Gemara is trying to know a kasha of Nachman. Eisvei. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Beis HaSkila HaYigavayu Shtei Kaimus. The Skila, the place where they stoned people, was 2 stories high. B'tani Allah v'kaimish law, and plus the height of the person being thrown off the roof. Harekan shalish. So in the Mishnah of the Braisa it says that when they did skila, they made sure to have a 2-story building, and they threw the person off, standing up off the 2-story building. Therefore, he had the height 3 times the height of the person. If they could have death, even by less than 10 tefachim, we're assuming here that a man and a behemoth are the same thing. So if it's chabata pachas ma'asara lamali kuli hai, why do you need 3 stories? It's enough even less 10 tefachim. Frank the Gemara with Tameich, okay, you asked the kasha, you agree 10 tefachim is enough, so why do you need 3 stories? Never da'asara, it's not better for you. El, what do you say? El karav nachman, darav nachman ravua, amakra, the pasuk says, v'havta recha kamecha, baru loy misa yafa. When you kill someone, take a misa that goes very quick. And therefore, you need a height that he won't suffer, he'll die right away. Break the Gemara, Yachin Nigbe Tvei, maybe make him even higher, throw him off a 10-story building. And for the Gemara, for the Nivel, there he turns to pieces, and that's disgusting. We don't want to do that. So the perfect height is this amount, and if it's not a cash on anyone, that it says over here that you need 3 kaimos for skila. Eisvil is not a kasha. The Bryce says like this. It says in the Pasuk that you have to make a mica. It says, Kisivna bayis chadosh, when you build a new house, Vasisa maka legagecha, you make a fence around the roof. Don't put blood in your house. Keep on enough metal because someone will fall off. So the Bryce of Darshan's, and the only time you need a mica is when someone will fall off the roof onto a shiravim. Hanoifel menu, menu veloy b'seicha. Dafka falls from the roof to a shiravim. But let's say you make a house lower than a shiravim, 10 tefachim lower than a shiravim. Maybe you're a chayiv to put up a fence around the shiravim that no one should fall onto your roof. That is not the halacha of mica. Keep on noifel menu, menu veloy b'seicha. Kate said, "Hoyzus shiravim gavay menu tzar tefachim. Shiravim was higher than the roof." And he fell from the shirabim onto your roof. Potter. Shirabim is lower than the roof. He fell from the roof onto the shirabim. Then Yechayiv. Then Yechayiv and Micah for that. Adkan the price. And the price is a weird that there's a din of Asar Tvachim. That once it's Asar Tvachim high, Yechayiv and a Micah. Visakadaitoch. A Micah means a fence. Yechayiv and a fence when it's 10 Tvachim high. If there's a danger of hitting the ground from even less than 10 tefachim, so you should be chayiv in a mica even when you have a house that's less than 10 tefachim high. Why are you 10 tefachim high? Amale, says you're right. Really, you could be chayiv a mica even less. But then it won't be called a bias. And the holding mica, holding a fence only on a bias. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not a bias. Which means you need room in the house 10 tefachim to be called a bias, because you can't even stand up less than that. So it's not called a bias less than 10 tefachim. Frank the Gemara, so now that it's 10 tefachim on the outside and was Mechayev and Micah, it's still not a bias. Why? Because if the house is only 10 tefachim on the outside, inside is less than 10 tefachim. Yochi hashto nami to have a ma'avaroya asara, if outside is 10, da'amine tikram aziva, take off the roof and the tar that's the waterproofing on top of the roof. Megavoyle have a sara, inside is not 10 tefachim high. So why is saying if it's 10 tefachim high, Yechayev and Micah? Such can bias. It's not 10 tefachim high inside. The case is that inside the house you dug a little bit. So even though the roof from the floor will only be 8 tefachim, you dug 2 tefachim deep. So you have 10 tefachim inside. Frayt the Gemara. So now I have a cash again. Why you make a mic even if the house is 6 tefachim high? It's not called a bias. The case was you dug 4 tefachim inside the house. And now you have 10 tefachim inside the house because you dug in. Yochi, kiloy have an ami mavroy asar mishkachas law, davmagavoy asar, pass law inside 10, go in the chok bay tvei, you dug deeper. So Mar says, you're right, you got me, and you're right. So why is it 10 tefachim? Elamai, avada, in order to have chabota, it has to be a fall of 10 tefachim. So what's the Rav Nachman that says when this behemoth fell into this ama, which is 6 tefachim deep, which is ama deep, which is 6 tefachim, it says that you're worried about trefa. Lahayin tam to Rav Nachman, sova mekresa to the tur la'ara kama hava arba'a. How much is from the stomach of the shor until the ground, 4 tefachim. And he fell that way, standing into the bar. So it's 10 tefachim. The fall from the head to the bottom of the bar is 10 tefachim. Aris is like, kama hava shisa, 6. Ha'asar is altogether 10 tefachim. Ishtakach dechim kamachabet, ba'asar dechim kamachabet. When he hits the floor, he hits from his head, it's 10 tefachim. So Frank the Gemara, Mrs. Nuktani, Ma Bar Shu Kiril Hamas Asar Tvachim. Mr. Vice says Asar Tvachim. Af Kosh Yashbag Dil Hamas Asar Tvachim. You need Dafka 10 Tvachim. So just like a bar is 10 Tvachim. So everything that kills has to be 10 Tvachim. But she's an Ami Sagit, she's not for 6. And for the Gemara, Amri Mastisim, the Ingadar Labar. It rolled into the bar. Rolled into the bar. So then it needs 10 Tvachim because there's no height of the Behemah. It needs 10 Tvachim. So it come out from our Gemara that if the behemoth falls into a bar of 6 tefachim head first, and was standing and fell in, it's chayish b'chayiv, because that's a fall of 10 tefachim. And our Mishnah says 10 tefachim is only talking about when it rolls in. That's what you could have learned. That's talking about, and some Rishonim talk about like that. That's the halacha. Then if it falls in, rolling in, then you need a 10 tefachim deep bar to b'chayiv for a misa of the behemoth. But if it fell in, walking in, then 6 tefachim will be enough to be chayiv, because the fall is 10 tefachim. That's what you would say. But if you look at Tosfos HaRosh here, in a few words, Tosfos HaRosh says not like this. I read you lost Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says, they're in Gander, rolled. Pirish. Lechayiv a Torah kaira bar, The Torah wasn't chayiv if you dig a bar. Elam came royu hashar neifel boy lomus beiza inishu boy after ingedar. The only time the Torah is chayiv for a bar from misa of behemah in a bar is only if that bar is royu to kill in any way, shape, or form, even if it rolls in. And if it can't kill that way, even if it goes in head first, which and then it could kill, that won't be chayiv for that. It has to be something that can kill everywhere, even rolling in. Therefore, it has to be ten tefachim. According to Rosh, every bar has to be ten tefachim in order to be chayiv for misa of the behemah. Zok the mishnah vayta. Bar shel shnei shutvim, you had a bar that belonged to two shutvim. We'll see in the Gemara how it's possible to have a bar belonging to two shutvim. We had a bar belonging to two shutvim. Over lava rishon, the rishon was taking water out of it. Like so, he didn't cover it. Vahasheni, and the second guy used the bar. Like so, and he didn't cover it. Hasheni chayiv. The sheni is chayiv. Now, why is sheni chayiv? We'll see in the Gemara, the case was that when the first guy left, the second guy was still using it. The first guy wanted to cover it, but the second guy was still using it. So he left it to the second guy to cover it. The second guy did not cover it, so the second guy is the one who's chayiv. Zog to Gemara. What's the case of bar of two shutvim? Bar shel shnei shutvim heichem shkachasla. How do you have a bar that belongs to two shutvim? Hanicha is svir leik Rabbi Kiva don bar b'shusay chayiv. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva holds, that it's possible to have a bar b'shusay, that even if it's not a hefka de gabar, it's your bar, so then you can have a chiyav bar. So the case is, mishkachas lo b'chatzos shoshneim. You have a property belongs to two people, and they have a bar in their rishus, so that bar belongs to two people, so they have a bar shoshotvim. So, mishkachas lo b'chatzos shoshneim, a bar shoshneim, hefkir rishusam, hefkir bar, and you mafkir the rishus around the bar. This way, it was multiple people to walk into this field, because it's hefker, and if someone falls to the bar, you're chayiv, and they're both chayiv, because they both own the bar. That's cool if you have a kiva holds, that a bar Shusai is chayiv. Elias Vile, Bar B'Shusai Potter, if you all like Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbah, that holds that Bar B'Shusai is Potter, because he holds that it has to be Dafka, Hefker, Dafka, M'Shusai Rabbim, and Bar B'Shusai is Potter, and the reason is because I wasn't mafka my bar for you to be for me to be chayiv mazik, and I wasn't chayiv my rishus for that. So you're potter. So heichem shkachas la, is it possible to have the chayiv? Heichem possible to have a bar of two shutvim? Because it's always hefkas. Has it bar of two shutvim? So the bar of shirabim, or shirabim, bar of shirabim. Has possible to have a bar of shirabim of two shutvim? So the Gemara couldn't answer that the case was that you had a shutvis and then you mafker the bar and the rishus. The bar and the rishus mafker, because we spoke out yesterday, the fear of Yishmael, the fear of Pnei, where Pnei Yeshua learns, the fear of Yishmael, your potter is the case. Because it's still in your property, so even if you mafka both of them, it's not called Shirabim. It's only Shaykh and Shirabim. So Shaykh and Shirabim, how is it possible to have two Shutvim that are Chayiv and a Barsh, two Shutvim? Either Shavu Shliach, Tavai, or maybe the case was that they both sent together a messenger, a agent, to go dig a bar. Go dig us a bar. And the guy went and dug a bar for both of you. The law is ain't shliach dvar avera. You can't be a shliach for this. Like Rashi says, ain't shliach dvar avera chayav shalach. You can't be chayav dem shalach. El shliach mechayav. V'svaru the meaning like the rav the v'tam v'mishaimim. You can't be mechayav dem shalach. Ain't shliach dvar avera. So what's the case of two shutvim? Ah, you're gonna say like this. V'dikar haicham misha. The shutvim was like this. That one guy, Ruvain, dug five tefachim in the shirabim. V'hai chamisha, and Shimon dug the next five tefachim. So the problem with that is, nistalkulu ma'isarishon, when the second guy digs it and makes it into a bar that could kill, he becomes the bala boss, he becomes the owner of that bar, and the first guy is not the owner anymore. So honicha l'rebi v'nazikim shkachsla. We'll see soon in Machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbana. Rebbe holds that when the second guy makes it into a bar, it's chayiv misa, of course the second guy is the only one who's chayiv for the damages of misa that happened here. But the damages of nezikin, Rebbe says they're both chayiv equally, because the five could damage also. So then if you learn like Rebbe, the bar shel shutvim means the nezikin. So honicha Rebbe v'nezikin mishkachas la, that's good. Ela Rebbe v'lemisa, if we don't have misa, so it's only the second guy should be chayiv, then ha-shutvim. V'rabbanan bein l'misa bein nezakin heich mishkachas la, the rabbanan hold, when the second guy makes this bar into a bar ha-royal l'misa, the loch is that the first guy is gone. It becomes the second guy's bar. Because he changed the status of the bar, he was chayiv on everything, Misa and Nezakin. According to Rebbe, at least in Nezakin, that the first guy stole his chayiv on. But by Misa, he agrees to Rabbanah. Rabbanah, both Ezekiel and Misa, the Baal HaBas is the second guy. So again, the Shverakat is, how is it possible to have a bar? So Shnei Shotvim. Amar Rav Yechanan, going to Okru Shneim, Chuyav Asachas, Hashim La'asara. You had a bar here that was nine tefachim in the in the Rishis Rabbim, and they both removed the 10th tefach together. And therefore, they both made it into a bar. And Sila Rebbe and Sila Rabbanon, they'll be chayiv in the Misa and the Nezokin, because they both did this together, the last one together. That's what Rashi says. The Shlimu La'asara, they made this into together into the thing. They're both chayiv now for the Nezokin. You know, the case could be is they both did the first 9 together, both of them together, B'shutvis, and now they did the 10th one together. So now, for the Zikin, anyway, they were both chayiv, and now for the Misig, you say, the second guy, one guy made it into a Bar Shemi. So no, they both did it together. And therefore, they're both chayiv equally, and this is called a Bar Shemi. That's the case of our Mishnah. We had a Bar Shemi. Once the Gemara mentioned Rebbe and the Rabbanon, the Gemara is going to go now in discussion about this Rebbe and the Rabbanon. My Rebbe, my Rabbanon. What is Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon that we just referenced? The time of the Braisa. Echad Achayv Bar Tisha. One guy digs a bar 9 tefachim, which at this point, if a behemoth dies, it's not going to be chayv. It's only 9 tefachim. Then another guy came and made it into 10 tefachim. The loch is Achar chayv. The second guy is chayv. According to Rabbanon, he takes over all the chayuvim on this bar. Rebbe, you marry, depends. Ach Achron Lamisa. Lamisa is the second guy, because he's the one who made it now, Royal Lamisa. But both guys are Chayef and Nezokim, because the first guy did the 9 was already Royal Lahazik, they were both Chayef and Nezokim. Now, what's the reason for this? So, my time with the Rabbanon, it's Xeris Acosta. Domokar Apostle says, Ki Yiftach v'chiyichra ishbar. To the Mapsicha Chayef, Akriel Akoshkain. If you're Chayef for opening a bar, of course you're Chayef for digging a bar. So must be Elohavi Kaira Acha Kaira Shasilik Maisarishan, that the Pasuk teaching us that if you do a Kaira, you dig after someone else's dog, you become the Balabas. But Rebbe Omalach, no, you can't make this drasha. Your whole kasha, your whole drasha is based on the premise that what do you have to say Kriya for? You raise a psicha. The Gemara says, Omalach Hanu Mitzuch Trichi. The Gemara says on Dafnun Amin Aleph, that on yesterday's blot, that there's a Trichas over there. That there, the Gemara says that we need both Kriya and Psicha to teach us that you can still cover it and it works and you have to cover it. Ayin Shom, there's a Trichasa. So it's not extra. It's not extra. It's needed for Trichasa. So I can make a Drasha to tell you that the second guy who finishes it up to 9 to 10 is Chai for the whole thing from the Drasha of Kriya. We need it for something else. Ella Hainu Tamad Rabbanon. What's Tamad Rabbanon? I'm a Krah. Ki Yichr Ishbar Echav Leishnayim. The Drasha says Ish. Ki Yichr Ishbar. Echad v'lo shnayim. Only one guy can be chayef for the bar, not two. And we'll say it means the second guy. We'll see how we know which one it is. But we see in this pasuk that it's only one guy can be chayef on a bar. For Rebbe, ahum barule, you need it for a different drasha. Yichr is bar leishar bar. Teaches that only a ish is chayef in bar, not if a shar makes a bar. Rabbanon says trei ish. It says v'chiyiftach ish bar, yichr ish bar. It says twice ish bar. Ksivi. For Rebbe, I did kosvai. The other one is agav. Al Kaponim, Rabbanon holds is a drasha word ish, and it's just only one guy can be chayv. So, Freit Gemara, okay, Rabbanon say we have a drasha, one guy can be chayv. How do you know which guy is chayv? Maid lechu v'basra, hey, the second guy is one chayv. Dum lechu v'kama, he did most, he started off, but he should be one chayv. Gemara says no. Lo yisak adayat, dum akra v'hameisi eloi. The pasuk ends v'hameisi eloi, the parasha of Bar. The next pasuk, pasuk lamed aleph, says Bar yishalom kesef yoshal v'vol v'hameisi eloi. And we darshan in the din ki yichr ish bar is going on the person who made the vameisi loy, who made it royal lemisa, ahud ka'avah lemisa, and that's what we know the ki yichr ish bar. You need both words, yichr ish bar and vameisi loy. Ki yichr ish bar teaching us that it's going on who on the vameisi loy, the person who turned into a misa. Frey the Gemara, v'hai vameisi loy and bayle kederava. We need vameisi loy for Rava, the Amar Rava, sharp shulei amakdashim shenafa labar pater. Rava says, if you have a Shor Psul Makdashim, what's Shor Psul Makdashim? Shor Psul Makdashim is a behemoth that was supposed to be a carbon but turned to a Baal Mum. For example, a Bechar. The Kohen is supposed to bring it for a carbon, but if it turns to Baal Mum, he can use that for his own needs. He can shecht it now and he uses it for his own needs. So it's really a Shara Eyu. So it's Chayef for damages, and you Chayef if you damage it, because it's Shara Eyu. But it's a Chiddush. When it falls into a bar, you're Potter. Why? Because it says by Psula Makdashim that you're allowed to eat it, but there's certain restrictions. You can't feed it to dogs. If it turns to Nevela, you cannot feed it to dogs. And it says in the Pasuk by Bar, V'ameisi Eloi. It's only a type of mace that could be yours. But by Psula Makdashim, it's restricted, and it's not V'ameisi Eloi. Therefore, we know it's not talking about Psula Makdashim and your potter on that. that's what Rava says. Sharp Shulam Kedoshim Shinofel Abar Potter Shinema Meisi Eloi Misha Meisi Eloi. So the kasha is hekish v'meisi eloi to megal to which type of ish is chayiv on which on the bar it turns into 10 from 9 to 10. Which guy's chayiv? We're saying it's the guy who turns into 10 from meisi eloi. Meisi eloi needs something else. Even sharp suv gedoshim is potel by a bar. And for the gemara, army of lav meilu shabbat v'no. The who dava misa askiron. You're right. Meisi eloi we need something else. But lemaisi you do see that we're talking about a meis, and therefore that can megal to us that kiyichris bar is going on those words by meisi eloi to teach us that it's talking about someone who made it into the level of Misa.